A Ghost in the Sun by North of All Music, read by Sun Kitten Shash. They won't know Zusher or the Untamed fanfiction. Summary: Chong Chong is haunted. Remember him? That laughing boy. He felt so much older than you sometimes, and so much younger others. He only ever seems younger now. He's a ghost who lives, contrary as ever, in the sunlight. He stretches himself out like a lazy cat on the jetty, dusty and dry, ready to burn. He dives down into sparkling water, a memory with pondweed hair, like his coming death reaching back and laying itself over who he was. There are 1,000 ghosts here. Burnt children, gutted servants. Your sister and your parents eat dinner in a bickering circle, bloody-eyed, their mouths dark as graves. You see the way your father's cheekbone looked caved in from the corner of your eye sometimes, when you walk through the reconstructed building which matches the hall where he died. But you see the boy most often, despite everything, or because of it. You see him in the summer. When you liked him, he was a summer creature. You loved him in all his forms. Liking is another thing. In summer, he caught fish with you. He knew things you didn't, and he showed them to you like pearls. He knew them for you, because he was yours. He was always going to be yours. Clever Wei Wuxian, Wei Ying. I'll serve you like my father served your father. Pretty children's words. Funny thing is that he did. It is to say, he did until he didn't, and then he died. You can't hold a bow without his hands on your hands some days. His body slotted easily against your body in the summer heat, sharing sweat. He still corrects your stance. You think, he didn't love me like I loved him. You don't know if it's true, but it would be better if it was, so you think it. He didn't love you like that. His breath on the back of your neck, your hands on his. Your hands on his throat. Not that. Your hand raised, his dull-eyed flinch. Not that. Your hands on his waist as he twisted, laughing, begging giddily for mercy. Mercy, mercy. In the end, you didn't even give him mercy. He fell unpierced. His ghost falls into the water, flailing, as you take the boat out onto the lake. He pulls himself up over the gunwale. His cheeks are hollow. His eyes have rotted. The air shimmers with heat. There was a golden afternoon when he lay with his head in your lap once, and when you fed him a lotus seed, pretending to be disgusted with his laziness. He nipped your fingers, licked them, grinning. It was the closest you ever got. You smacked his cheek lightly and scolded him and didn't think about it anymore. His tongue, your skin, his teeth. Except for all the times you did. There was no closure to this story. No body, no memorial, no definitive severance. Everyone believes there was one. You played it out well. And then he fell and they said you killed him and you didn't say anything at all. You let yourself be torn apart from the inside for him and he still died. He still had the damn nerve to die. Unless he didn't. He couldn't even give you certainty. He couldn't even... contrary thing. Madman. Never doing what anyone expected. Until he did. Tearing things apart. Till they tore into him. Summer drags on. The years drag on. You were very young once, you think. Although you don't remember if it's true. The end.